With me, I have a dear friend to ACB Radio, a familiar voice of ACB Radio, Jonathan Mosen. It is an honor to interview you.
Well, thank you, Molly. I know that's very nice.
So, you are now with PDI.
That's correct.
And your title is?
I'm the Product Marketing Manager for the Braille Note.
So what are you showing here this year at CSUN in terms of the Braille Note?
Well, we have Keysoft 5.1, which was released just a couple of weeks before CSUN, and that's offering a completely rewritten planner application. We've always had a planner in the Braille Note, but towards the end of last year, as I was looking at where to take the product, I sent some messages to our email list, and one of the things that I've always liked about Pulse Data is that it has always run an email list for the Braille Note, where the company fronts up and hears the good and the bad and gets feedback. And I went to that email list and I said, if you could construct the ideal planner, what would you have in it? And we got some great feedback from customers, and as a result of that, we put together a completely new planner application, and we've made that available in version 5.1. It supports recurring appointments, so you can do anything as sort of fairly regular as every Monday I have a 9 o'clock meeting in the morning, right through to I have a meeting on the third Thursday of every month, and all kinds of other permutations. And it all synchronizes with Microsoft Outlook. You can get an overview of your day's schedule. You can move through overlapping appointments, and you can also zap between instances of recurring appointments. So it's a really powerful planner, and yet it's all done in that very popular, intuitive Keysoft style, so that you don't have to be an expert in graphical user interfaces and checkboxes and radio buttons and things just to get at and input your personal information.
I have a club to which I belong, which meets the second Saturday of every month. And I thought, well, let me put this into my planner. And I did it. I followed the instructions. And it worked.
Yes. And the thing is that people may well say, well, so what, a lot of planners do this, but I think the key to it is that it's just such an intuitive interface. It's effortless to get this quite complex sequence of recurrences into the Braille Note. And that's why it's the predominant PDA in the blindness field today, I think, because we've always taken the time to write the software in a way that's intuitive for a blind person to use without having to kind of come to terms with concepts that are not really intuitive.
You're showing Keysoft 5.1.
Yes.
Are you showing anything else that's new and exciting?
Yes, we are. We have some interesting work that we've been doing with the GW Micro folks who make Window Eyes, and we have a demonstration of something that we hope to release publicly soon, and that is keyboard input from the Braille Note within Window Eyes. To give you an example of how this is practical, you can be sitting at the Braille Note in Microsoft Word, reading what's on the display from the Braille Note so you can see what's in your Word document. And without having to take your hands off the Braille Note, you're then able to input from the Braille Note directly into Microsoft Word by brailing into your Braille Note. And this is quite an exciting development, and the people that we've shown it to here at CSUN have been really impressed with just how effortless it is now to braille directly into Window Eyes from the Braille Note.
And I can well remember that when I was working with the Braille Note, that was something that was asked for quite a bit.
Yes, so we hope to be able to deliver the same functionality to JAWS for Windows in the next little while. And speaking of JAWS for Windows, we also have an alpha version of a very exciting project, and that is the return of synthesizer access with the Braille Note in JAWS for Windows under the 32-bit operating systems such as Windows XP and Windows 2000. JAWS has chosen to use the older SSIL 16-bit drivers for the Braille Note, and that's meant that they haven't been able to support the Braille Note and Keynote Gold synthesizers under XP, whereas other screen readers have. We worked with a couple of developers, two very talented people, David Trung, who of course has a history with ACB Radio.
Absolutely.
And also Andrew Hart, who helped David with the very excellent Winamp scripts that have been written for JAWS for Windows. We got information from Freedom Scientific about their driver specs. We gave David and Andrew all the information that we need. And so this has really been a cooperative venture that has seen the materialization of this new driver that's going to allow Jaws for Windows users to use their Braille Notes and other Keynotes products as external speech synthesizers in the future. And we hope to have that released quite soon.
Well, that's something that I think many of us, especially those of us who do recording work, broadcasting work, etc., would be very interested in following. So we'll all look forward to that. Mm. Let me ask you a question that is a bit out of the purview of what you are showing and perhaps is more a speculative question, and that is, do you ever see the day when the Braille Note will provide to us a more open architecture?
Yes.
Because that is one criticism or wish that I hear frequently and heard when I worked with the Braille Note.
Yes, I definitely do see that day. And I have to say that when I came on board with PulseData, I spent some time learning how things were done, because you can't really charge in like a bull in a china shop. I think the Braille Note has an enormous amount going for it, because whenever it comes out with new features, they're done in such an intuitive way. I maintain absolutely emphatically that the browser interface on the Braille Note is second to none in terms of ease of use of surfing the web. You don't have to go into a special forms mode or anything like that. You just hit the first letter of the link to get there. So traditionally, long before I joined the company, whenever we've delivered, we've always delivered a superb product. One of the things that, of course, has been leveled at us is that we're a closed platform. In the last little while, I have succeeded in advocating for a significant increase in development resources for the Braille Note family. And so we are committed to expanding the Braille Note line in terms of its feature set. And to me, critical to that is building a sense of community, the idea that blind people, who, after all, in the end, know what's best for blind people, no one can articulate our needs better than us, can start developing third-party applications for the Braille Note. And so in the next year to 18 months, you will really start to see the Braille Note flourish. And I was saying to you before we went on tape that the Braille Note that you see at next year's CSUN will be very, very different from the Braille Note you're seeing today. It's going to be a very exciting year, the most exciting year, I think, in the history of the product.
Well, I think all of us who are Braille Note users will look forward to that and are very appreciative for your advocacy and your commitment, because it really takes that as the leader and person providing the guidance for the product. You've got to have the vision, and it sounds like you have that.
Well, it's really thanks to a lot of our customers, and I've taken a lot of time to contribute to and listen to our email lists. And if you are a Braille Note customer or you have an interest in the products, I strongly recommend that you go to our pulsedata.com website and subscribe, because there are staff who regularly monitor that list. And I think the planner is a testimony to the way we do things now, that we asked people, we delivered, and this is just the beginning. We intend to deliver a whole lot of other things that people have been requesting, suggesting, demanding, and it's going to be an exciting year for us, and we've now got the resources to do that.
If people would like to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Best way to do that is to drop me an email at work@jonathanm, or join together at pulsedata.com.
That's jonathanm@pulsedata.com.
Right.
For ACB Radio, this is Marlena Lieberg reporting direct from CSUN 2004.